know. Hey.
Hey.
I don't know why my camera is in this weird configuration.
Oh, I did notice I could see your mixer. I thought you moved it.
No, it's. I normally have my camera zoomed in. I don't know why it's... Hold on, let me go to my Logitech app here and see why it's not... Why are you... Camera. Work mode. Default. Work. There. Maybe it's a little...
Damn.
So, let's see. Is this got a better... Yeah, there we go. Now I'm back. All right, now I'm...
Well, that's your normal angle.
Yeah, I just try to... The way my office is set up, when you do the big wide angle, because I have my camera on a tripod back behind my monitors, so if I don't zoom it in, then you get like this huge wide view of my door. And...
Like mine?
No, you're... The same size as me in the photo.
Well, I guess so. Yeah, I guess so. Mine is behind the monitor.
Yeah, but mine's on a tripod back behind my monitor.
Oh, okay.
So
no, I have a...
It's
a tripod, but it's a desk mounted.
Yes.
Well, I guess it wouldn't be a tripod. I guess it would be.
The top of my monitor is here, and the camera is back further from that. So anyway, it's not important, Adam Burns. How are you doing this evening?
I'm okay. How are you?
That was a horrible fade of a... It wasn't even a fade. I just cut the music. So I didn't fade it. I just cut it. It was the thing.
I'm curious if Adam Burns UK has his RAID disc working yet. I was getting... Well, I have a NAS. And I just pop in the drive.
Nasty.
And it does.
Miss Burns, if you're nasty.
And then when you do setup, you tell it what version of RAID you want.
I've got a problem with your... Well, see, if I say problem, it's going to set you off.
With my NAS?
No, with your audio. It's going to set you off if I say this. So I'm trying to figure out what's changed.
It's not going to set me off. Go ahead.
Okay. So I've noticed over the last several recordings that when I get your audio, it is it's really peaking. It's like you're pushing, and I don't know if you, but I don't hear that on the Geeky Gay, your award-winning daily podcast. So I don't know if when you export out your multi-track, are you putting on any filters on your audio, or are you giving me the raw voice audio?
Well, it's interesting that you say that.
Because, yes, why?
Because, it's interesting that you say you don't hear it on Geeky Gay, because I have been using the same template that I use for Geeky Gay, which does have stuff on it. So I can just use one that doesn't have any...
Yeah, use one. I think what it is that you're sending it to me you're already adding stuff to it, and then I have filters that I put on it because I used to get it raw.
Yeah, I can just...
But yeah, so like here's your raw.
I hit record. I can give it to you raw.
Gee, thanks, Adam.
Next time.
This is what you sound like on your... Well, this is...
I shouldn't say stuff like that. My mom wants me to be Christ-like.
Oh, you know what? Let's not. No, I don't want to. I don't want to talk about your mom.
You don't want to talk about my mom?
I don't want to talk about your mom. Oh yeah, you know what, Adam? It makes me sad.
It makes me sad too.
But it makes me sad because it's like have you?
Okay, next time I'm gonna dissolve my gelatin in cold water first.
See how it see how it's a little crunchy?
I will. I promise, chat room, I will.
Yeah, I do.
I know it says it on the gelatin box. I made a mistake.
I believe you.
Okay,
I believe you.
If you do that this time.
But I don't sound like that coming through to you. Like on Zoom.
No, you don't. You sound fine on Zoom.
Like I don't sound distorted or anything. Yeah, it must just be because it's getting double effects.
Possibly. Now that was just you. That just came from you. That was your raw file that you sent me before I did any filtering.
Oh, yeah. No, it's...
But it sounds like...
Oh, that was the raw file?
Yeah. It was like you were like really hot. You were like coming in really hot.
Well, it's interesting because you don't hear it on Geeky Gay, but that's the same.
But I might hear it on Geeky Gay and I might not just notice because just you, by the time you've done that, you, I do know that you, you really should consider a different set of filters for your PC track, the one that you play your voicemails on, because they're a bit low.
I've tried to bring them up recently.
I find that I have to really, the on the Rodecaster, that I have to do like a plus 6 dB to the pads minimum.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like when I bring it in, I add gain.
Yeah, and yeah, then, yeah. I know. I know.
When I look at it, they're way louder than me.
Yeah, but like yet on the show, form. it sounds like we can't hear them. Anyway, now that welcome to Tech Talk with Daniel and Adam. Here's the thing that makes me sad. I know. Here's the thing that makes me sad, Adam.
Yeah.
Have you talked to anybody about this, like a professional about this? You know, I was extolling the virtues of your EAP.
Not recently. I used to go to therapy a long time ago when I lived in Dallas, but at that point I was still kind of semi in the closet to them, or I hadn't.
Right. Forget about your mom. This doesn't have anything to do with your mom. This the crux of
you
this
said
problem.
If I talk to a therapist about.
No, I want you to talk to a therapist why you don't feel that you are good enough.
Oh yeah, I've talked to a lot of therapists about that.
Okay. Because that doesn't have anything to do with your mom. Yeah, I mean, our parents know how to push buttons. Our parents know how to get under our skin. That's what they do. And you know, I'm not even gonna.
Well, I feel I'm not a therapist myself, but I feel like it's related because I don't feel
possibly.
Like
you know, I and this is not a popular thing. Well, it is a popular thing, but it's not a popular belief that you would hold, which is. I believe a lot of the problems with people who feel that they're just not good enough stem from a religion that basically tells them from the time that they're born that they are sinners and that they're horrible and that they need constant forgiveness for everything that they're doing by an invisible sky wizard. I think that's just the whole concept of you're never good enough is the central tenet of Christianity. You're not good enough. You have to have Jesus in order to be good enough. And so I feel that hurts a lot of kids, man. But, you know, I'm not going to argue with you about theology. I don't have a problem with you in your theology. I am curious, though. Did your mom specifically call out your podcast?
Yeah. Well, not by name.
Like, which one? Said, was she talking about this one or was she talking about...
No, she doesn't. Well, I would hope. That she hasn't listened to any of them, but she knows that I podcast. So she doesn't know that I have 5 podcasts. She just said,
she's probably a member of level 13.
She just said your podcast. She didn't name it by name. Now, one time she gets really confused because apparently they have Googled me before and they did find Geeky Gay on YouTube.
Okay. Back when you did the shirtless shows.
I don't even know. I mean, we don't discuss it, but but it's weird because she said, isn't your podcast about technical stuff? And I'm like, well, how could I be saying non-Christ-like stuff if I'm talking about like programming or something? Like what? Anyway, it doesn't matter. I said, no, I've told them before. Don't listen.
You should let them listen to the Butt First podcast or the Survivors Ready podcast because those are just things about
for the most part. I mean, some of those folks on there.
Yeah, but it's not you.
Say some stuff. Well, that's true. But I mean, we don't even say horrible things.
Who, us? Yeah. No, we don't. I only put the explicit tag on there just because I occasionally cuss and I don't want to. I don't want it. It's just easier. Let's see. But, Lamont Cranston says, Adam, you're a kind and thoughtful person. You do a lot to help a lot of people who are isolated, and you helped many people form friendships. You're bringing people together this way has been very Christian. Throw that to her and tell her to suck it.
You know, that's interesting. Joe Batant said that. Thank you, Lamont. I appreciate that. You know, Joe Batant said almost that identical thing to me today.
Yeah.
He called me because he was just checking on me. Mm-hmm. And
Look, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 5 people in the Discord audio channel. Uh-huh. There's other people listening. Are we on the stream? There's other people listening on the stream.
We are on the stream.
And, you know,
but we haven't been on the stream for 4 days like last time.
No, but I'm just saying people like it. There's Gary. Hi, Gary.
That part of the conversation did not upset me because whatever, it is what it is. I mean, I'm going to say things that she's going to think because they're very conservative. So I'm not, you know, they're 10 times more conservative than I am. So if I, you know, it's some things I say are not going to sit well with them. I don't care. That's fine. What didn't bode well with me was, and it all ran together and I can't really describe the conversation, but the fact that she is still describing it as the homosexual lifestyle.
Yeah. I would have called her out.
And in one of her sentences to me, I can't remember the exact everything, but she says alcoholism, homosexuality, like all in the same, like, you know, like either disease and or sin or,
well,
both, you know,
yeah,
like all
because,
in the same sentence.
That's,
you know,
because because we go out to clubs and we drink and it's well known. Well,
it's just like she's still, anyway, that's the part.
Speaking of alcoholism.
That was the part, yeah.
Speaking of alcoholism, I bought a 12-pack
Bartesian?
I'm not going to buy Bartesian. I bought a 12-pack today of this Truly. Have you seen this Truly?
Well, I saw the can when you lifted it, but
so
no,
I have 4 flavors. I figured we just go on with the whole, you know, let's experiment new things here tonight. So I have 4 flavors, chat room. I have passion fruit, pineapple, mango, and watermelon kiwi. So I have 1 can of each. I left the rest in the fridge. So I have 1 can of each next to me here on ice. So which one should I drink first? The Adam, I'll let you choose first.
Wait, give me the flavors.
You know why, Adam?
I already poured one.
Do you know? No, I haven't opened it. It's still closed.
Oh, the flavors again?
All right, I'm going to tell you. But you know why you're going to pick the first one, Adam?
No.
Because you matter. Because you.
Thank you.
You matter, Adam. Your opinion matters to me. All right. Passion fruit. Pineapple.
Yeah.
Mango. Watermelon kiwi. Those are the 4.
So RT Cruiser is saying you should start with mango because that's going to be the worst one. But I feel like passion fruit would be worse than mango.
Okay.
So I'm going to say start with passion fruit.
Are you saying that because that was the one I was holding in my hand?
No, I can't tell what you're holding in your hand. I can't
see
it.
Sure, it says right there, passion fruit.
Oh, now I can, but the way you were holding it, I couldn't see it.
All right, I am opening the passion fruit. I don't know what passion fruit is. What is passion fruit?
It's a very passionate fruit.
What family is the passion fruit in?
Aren't they little seeds?
I don't know. Is it a melon?
Isn't passion fruit it has little seeds?
Oh, Auntie Scott's here. Oh, thank God. She'll know. What fruit family is passion fruit in, Auntie Scott?
I think it's got little seeds in it.
Well, I mean, there's not seeds in this hard seltzer. It's just, but no, that doesn't taste bad at all. This is the passion fruit. Let's see, the Truly, Truly hard seltzer, Adam. It has 100 calories and less than 1 gram of sugar.
Somebody just messaged me 34 minutes ago. So I guess it wasn't just, but recently.
Uh-huh.
And said, fuck you.
Someone messaged you and said, fuck you.
Yeah. And it's a group message. And I don't know. And I don't have this person in my contact list. So I've been, you know,
Wait. It's a group message, meaning that you don't even know they were talking to you.
No, I don't. But yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't know they were talking to me. That's irrelevant. Right. I'm saying
I would reply to it and say, I'm only trying to talk to you about your car's extended warranty.
I don't. I've occasionally recently I've gotten these random group texts.
Yeah.
That I don't have any person in the group text on my. For a while, I was getting one where people were responding, who is this? I don't know this group, whatever. And they were all replying to the group and I was getting the replies. So my number somehow got in a group text with, or it's a spam group text. I have no idea. Like, I don't know what's going on, but
I was getting this call the other day, you know, like an unknown number. I mean, the number showed up. I just didn't recognize the number. And I get so many spam calls on this phone that I just send them to that Google screening thing. And uh-huh. I kept turning this one down because I was watching TVs. I kept turning this one. And then they texted me.
Yeah.
And they texted me the word guns, G-U-N-N-Z, guns. So then I replied in the only possible way I could, which is just a question mark. Huh? Right? Like just a question mark. And then they sent me this picture of two African-American guys on a car, like leaning up against the back of a car in a big city.
Okay.
And then
there are no guns in that picture.
No. But then the next picture is this African American man in a hospital hooked up to a ventilator. So someone was probably trying to reach a friend to say, hey, guns is in the hospital or something like that.
With COVID.
Right.
Maybe?
I don't know. But yeah, he's hooked up to a ventilator. I would assume that he's in there. That seems to be that. Anyway, my point is. I don't, what do you do at this point in time? Is like, they clearly think that you're somebody else and they're sending you like these. So I just said, replied. I said, I'm not sure who you're looking for, but this is the wrong number.
I'm sorry about guns. Hope he gets better. But it seems strange. If someone was in the hospital and you were telling me that they were in the hospital.
Yeah.
I think you would just text me and say, hey, Sater is in the hospital. I don't think you'd send me a photo of him well and then a photo in the hospital bed. Like, I don't, that seems like a strange way to tell someone that someone's in the hospital.
Unless, all right, here's the imaginary conversation that I've pieced together after this. The imaginary conversation is it's a woman and she's reaching out to her brother. Her younger brother. And so they had been recently talking about people dying or people that were in the hospital, something like that. And then she just texts out of nowhere, guns, meaning, hey, remember that conversation we had the other day about people being in the hospital is like guns. And then when I sent back the question mark, she sent a picture of, you know, guns. Here's a picture of you as a kid next to him. Hey, you know, remember guns that grew up in our neighborhood? Look, there's guns in our neighborhood. Well, now look at them now.
Started making trouble in our neighborhood.
That's the imaginary. I really should call. We should call them. I mean, I clearly have their number. So
I hate awkward.
Should we?
Oh my God.
Should we
you
call?
Know those radio shows where they call and prank someone on the radio? Oh, I hate that so much. It is so awkward.
Should we? I kind of feel like maybe we should call. All right. You would be against that.
You can.
I don't know if I can do it. All right, let me see if I know how to do this.
I'm not participating. Because
I've got the audio of my phone is going through my mixer, but the return audio is not. So like my mixer audio is not going back to the phone. So I don't.
It makes me like cringe.
I think I could use another.
I can't.
What? You cringe.
It makes me cringe. Like when I hear those segments like on the radio and they're calling and prank calling someone or
yeah.
Even this podcast I listen to, he's like, oh, let's try this 1-800 number. And he'll try 1-800 number and then, you know, talk to him or whatever. And it's just so like awkward. And it just, But, you know, feel free to do it.
All right, maybe. Maybe I got to figure out how I would get the audio.
Isn't that what the mixer is for? Don't you just
Yeah, yeah, but
in?
I remember I don't have the phone going to the mixer in that way. The phone audio is connected to the, I don't have the phone plugged into the phone channel.
If you're on Bluetooth on your phone, I think it does the same thing. If the mixer is connected by Bluetooth to your phone, I think it does the same thing.
But I think I can use my Google Voice number on my browser, and because the my sound is going into the computer.
Oh, you could do that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I suppose.
But anyway, we'll see. I don't know. I have to think about that. I don't know.
We are on the stream, but let me just say something.
Say what would you like me to say?
Okay, you're good.
Oh, okay.
So here's the thing.
Yeah, what's the thing? Isn't that my line? Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Here's the thing. I don't know. Maybe.
Here's the thing.
With Joe on Throwing Down.
Yes.
He uses Google Hangouts or Google Meet.
Yeah.
Or whatever it's called now. And it's through the browser.
Yep.
And I had set it up so that it was weird because I wanted to get you separate from the browser audio. Mm-hmm. And so I had done all this routing.
Yeah.
Then what happened the next time I tried to record Throwing Down with Joe is his audio wasn't being heard or something crazy. I don't know. So then when I would switch back and forth between Mix Minus and Throwing Down, I would have to. So I just gave up and like reset the audio. But now you're just on the same track as the rest of the computer. I mean, you're. You know what I'm saying?
Right, which means if you play anything on that computer, I can't hear it.
You know, I don't know.
But you can play your pad. Do you have your bell and your honker on the pads?
Yeah, yeah, it's on the... But no, I don't... You may hear it. Let me see.
Do you
hear this? Wait, hold on. Hold on, do you hear this?
I do not. I hear it coming through your headphones and your microphone, but no,
then
I don't.
No, you wouldn't hear it.
Yeah, I see. So you're not going to play anything on your computer?
No.
Okay.
I'm not.
Okay, great.
I mean, I haven't planned to.
Okay, great. No, that's great. I'm great. I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm glad. I don't want you to talk to me anyway.
Let me look at this.
Probably would have sucked.
Look at this.
Would have been like an episode.
Oh, all of those are you.
Would have been like an episode if she's not doing so well. Wait, all of those are me? All of what's are me?
On the Trello.
Yeah, I added a bunch of stuff into the Trello. You haven't added
I added a bunch last time. We talked about every single thing that I added last time.
Oh, I don't know. I archived it because if it was in the show, if it was on deck.
No, in potential show topics, you didn't move.
Oh, no, I didn't. No, we had moved everything out of potential. Oh. Everything that you had put in potential show topics, you had put on the board. We talked about it.
They were all short ones, I guess.
Oh, I do. I want to know about your housewarming party. Yes, I need to know. I need to know the untold story, the behind the scenes story of the housewarmings. So Kathy Bacon did this Fitbit challenge thing with me this week.
Yeah.
I hate it. I hate it so much. Like, I like the ones that are just like goal day. Those challenges where it's like, hey, everybody make your goal today. Right. I like those. Those are great. Those are fun because it's a day and what this is this work week hustle, which means you have to walk Monday through Friday and then it accumulates your steps for the entire week. And then it puts you in rent, you know, like, ooh, who walked the furthest or whatever. Like it's a contest.
Yeah.
Some dude named Joe has walked 76,820 steps this week, Monday through Friday. Like it, he still has two more hours on this contest, but it's like 76. That's not normal. That's like, that's well over 10,000 a day for 5 days. 70. It's like, ugh, I don't want to do this. I went to Disney.
Well, it doesn't matter if you win, if you weren't.
It doesn't, but I just, winning, I don't want then. To, I mean, it's like, I feel like people are like putting in extra steps because people are just very competitive. And it's like, I just want them to make their goal. I don't want to rank them.
No, you can't. No, you can't. Don't accuse people of cheating just because you're irritated that they have more steps than you.
They
could be walking that much. He could be a mall walker.
He could walk as part of his job. He could be a waiter or something. I don't know. I'm not saying he's cheating. I'm just saying that's not what a normal person would walk in a week. So it's like, I don't want to be in a weird, you know, what I'm going to score behind you because I'm not a waiter and I don't walk that many steps a day. So what's the point of this? I don't want to compete with other people. I want them to make their goal and I want to make my goal. And if their goal is 20,000 a day, then good for them. And I want to cheer them on. But my goal is the scientifically agreed upon 8,000 steps. Anyway, that new zombie, you know, the zombie game at work, there's a new season of it starting and they sent me the email. Did I already tell you this?
No. I mean, I knew you gave up on it. Oh, I knew you were giving up on it because...
Yeah, I'm not going to join this season. I'm not going to join this round.
Is one of the bacon children bald?
I don't think we're supposed to talk about that on the air. They all suffer from that that disease where they lose their hair. Like, all of them are bald. Like, they wear wigs. No. You didn't know?
No, Kathy Bacon. I've seen she does not wear a wig.
Wait, I have to take our audio off Discord for a second so I can tell you this. Okay, we're off Discord. Kathy Bacon wears a wig. Did you not know that?
We're on the stream. You're not off Discord.
Okay, now we're back. I just had to tell Adam something very private.
Oh, whatever.
It was a joke, Adam.
No, there's a picture on Twitter. Okay, I'm really confused.
Yes.
Here's why. Let me tell you why.
I'm ready.
And Kathy's probably listening, so in Twitter, she'll probably answer this.
Well, I should bring up Twitter.
But you know, her tweets are very cryptic. At least I find her tweets to be very confused. I don't understand her tweets half the time.
They are very in the moment. And you have to, what you're missing on her tweets is context.
Yeah.
Because you're not standing next to her.
Right. And so,
a sample Kathy Bacon tweet would be like, well, that was really interesting. And it's just like, unless you were standing next to her and saw what she was talking about, you have no idea what she's talking about.
Yeah, exactly. So I pieced together that they were going to Vegas for Sydney's birthday.
Yes, they were just in Vegas.
And then all of a sudden, there's a hospital photo of Sydney lying in a hospital bed.
Yes.
Like the day before they were packing for Vegas.
Yes.
Like, I don't.
And then she got ill and had to go to the hospital.
Did she get ill? Did she have a planned surgery or something? I mean, I guess I don't have any right to
know
that.
Well, if you read Kathy Bacon's tweets and you also, they talked about it on the show that you don't listen to, the Big Fatty Larry Vader show, the Little Fatty Cast, they talked about it. But yeah, Bacon Bits got ill, like just it cramped up on the floor, like, and then they took her into the hospital and had something to do with her stomach. It wasn't serious. It was, they kept her for a day or so. And
did they have to postpone the Vegas trip? Or
I don't know. I mean, I know they went to Vegas because I see pictures and tweets from Vegas.
Well, then I saw a photo of someone bald, and I thought, oh my gosh,
That was Kathy Bacon. Kathy Bacon is bald. And
did someone have cancer? And then I was just so confused. Mm-hmm. I was so confused. Mm-hmm. Like, what's going on?
She's not listening, by the way, because 6 hours
Black
ago,
Mirror
6 hours ago, she was on her way to Hoover Dam.
Oh, so they're still in Vegas.
No, let's see. 19 hours ago, she posted, tomorrow is Hoover Dam and head to Arizona. Good enough time here. Now okay, she can
but they're still on their trip. They're not still in Vegas, but they're still on their trip.
I think they were in Vegas because one of them is moving there. Is Bacon Bits maybe going to college there?
I don't know.
You know, we should get Kathy Bacon on the show is what we should do.
There's not enough info on these tweets to piece together all of that.
we should get Kathy Bacon on the show and ask her these things.
And it doesn't matter. People can have lives. I don't have to know everything. But I'm sitting here looking at Twitter thinking, but wait, they were going to, but now they're in the hospital. What?
All right.
I'm so confused. Like, what's going on? You know, it's just me.
So I sent an email to Auntie Scott.
Yeah.
And he clearly wasn't listening to my story on the stream. So I was thinking, just to play a joke on you.
I mean, because why not?
I asked Auntie Scott if he could pretend to be Guns' sister. Could I call him on his phone? And then he was going to pretend to be Guns' sister.
I don't know if he would, though, because he said that also makes him cringe.
And he's like, so I asked in his email, I was like, hey, can I call you and you pretend to be Guns' sister? And he emailed back, who the fuck is Guns?
He was listening. No, he was listening at that point because I said it makes me cringe, and he typed in the chat room, me too, another reason why we're the same person or something like that.
So it's all right.
I mean, he was paying at least partial attention.
Yeah, he's probably paying attention.
I have that trouble too. Well, again, I don't know how Auntie Scott is, but if I'm reading something.
Yes.
And someone says something to me.
Yeah.
Specifically Mark. But I'm sure it could be anyone else.
It could be anyone. Let's just say Mark.
Mm-hmm. But it happens to Mark and I a lot.
Yeah, probably because he's the person you're around the most.
Yeah. So if I'm reading and he says something to me, I have no idea what he said.
I'm sorry, what? I was drinking my...
You were drinking?
I was drinking my Truly Passion Fruit Hard Seltzer.
He gets so irritated. So I finally had to tell him...
Oh, alopecia. That's what it was. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If I'm reading...
Yes.
Ask me to stop reading if you need to tell me something right away, or wait until I raise my eyes and I'm not reading anymore.
Mm-hmm. See, what happens to me is I have AirPods... The AirPods Pro.
Yeah.
And I have them in when I'm out walking or if I'm washing the dishes or cooking or something like that. And Zach will come up and talk to me. And I can't, because they're noise canceling, so I can't hear him. And then he's standing next to me, and then I turn and he's like standing right next to me, and it scares the fuck out of me. just like, ah! What the fuck?
I am very, Mark has to pre-announce himself.
Mm-hmm.
When he's or like wave, like when he's, because mm-hmm. I'm very jumpy.
Yeah.
And so I will, you know, shit my pants or whatever. If he,
then you can call into Fatty Show. Then
it's I do. I'm a, woo, you know?
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I really want to talk about this on the show or not. AirPods can stretch your ear holes. Actually, the AirPod Pros, I had to go to the...
How would an AirPod stretch your ear holes any more than any other in-ear? I mean, why would AirPods specifically do it and not some other thing?
Did you... Oh, you did put something on there. The circle.
Yeah, I don't have much.
That's all right. I've got some stuff. I'm going to go there. There, I think we're good right there. I think that's a show. That's a show right there, Adam.
I can stretch out the party.
That's a little bit because there's a pre-party.
Mm-hmm. There's a pre-party fast food story because those are the best.
All right. I still don't know. I want to talk about this. Here's the thing. Let me ask you this, Adam. I'm going to ask you now. I'm going to ask you now. I just need to talk to you in code for a minute.
Are you going to do so? You know, I don't know sign language.
No. I texted you something the other day. And I kind of want to talk about it.
Okay.
But I know that it may make someone feel bad.
Oh. Well, Well, I don't know you,
but still, so I want to talk about it.
Here is the deal. You texted me and said one little thing.
Yes.
And I said, explain, like, tell me what you're right. talking about. Like,
right. And like, I couldn't because yeah. we were doing
and
other
you
things.
Said,
yeah. You said,
I will tell you on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I was like, this would be great, coach. But you know what? That's fine. You know what? Fine. We're going to talk about it. We'll just talk about it.
I mean, just preface it by, you know, saying
it's not
to make anyone feel
No. And he did nothing wrong. Did absolutely nothing wrong. It's all me. It all ties in.
I mean, it always is because you're an asshole. So
yes, exactly. That's what, see, it's like, that's the topic is I realized when you were like talking about crepey skin, I realized. Okay. So anyway, I don't want to, we'll talk about it on the show. We'll talk about it on the show. Sader, yes, Sader was here this week. He was over at Disney. We went over to Animal Kingdom with him on Tuesday, and we missed hooking back up with him on Wednesday evening over at Epcot. But so Tuesday at Animal Kingdom, we saw Sader and his friends from California. We had a day, and then we went to Boma for dinner, not with Sader, just Zach and I went to Boma for dinner. And there was this guy at the table behind us that I turned around, and Adam, he had fallen asleep at the table. Like, he had gotten seated, they'd given him his menus and a glass of water, and the girl that he was with got up and walked away. And then I didn't think, it's a buffet. I'd gone up and got my food at the buffet, and I'm sitting down. And then because I could see him out of the corner of my eye, I told Zach, I'm like, Zach, that guy is like falling asleep at the table. Like, he's like, like head bobbing down, like falling asleep. And then I just thought it was funny. And then like a few minutes later, like maybe 5 minutes later, the manager comes over to his table to wake him up. And, it turns into this whole scene where he had gone there with his girlfriend to celebrate his birthday, but they had been drinking and she got pissed at something that he said. And so she stormed out of the restaurant and went home, and he's like trying to FaceTime her and he's clearly drunk. And it was like this whole thing going on, this whole weird thing going on. And it was funny, right? It was funny.
This isn't Disney Springs or whatever.
No. This is at Boma at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Oh.
And so
I bet they're thinking, oh, we wish Disney hadn't started allowing alcohol.
We were there. And anyway, so the waiter was joking. He's like, oh, you get dinner and a show tonight. And, you know, it was the waiter was family. He was keeping us surprised of what was going on. And anyway, long story short, when we went to pay, the waiter brought over the tab and he's just like going, well, because you had to put up with such a scene earlier, I went ahead and applied like this Tables in Wonderland 20% discount on your food and everything.
That's nice.
So, but it was like, what are you talking about? We were joking about it. Clearly it was, but hey, I'm not Baron Frosty. I'm not going to turn down a 20% discount.
Oh yeah. Baron would like send it back. No, I'm way too wealthy.
I'm far too wealthy for this discount. Can I please
remove that discount?
Can you please? I didn't post the pre and the post show this week because of all the Disney activity. So I will try to do that soon. However, we need to plan a little bit. I am here next week, but then we get into October and there are 3 weekends in October that I am out. So I will
have one mix minus in October.
I will be out on Friday the 1st. I will be here on October 8th. I will be out on October 15th, the following Friday. I will be here on the 22nd, and I won't be here on the 29th. So it's like,
are there 5 weekends in October?
There's 5 Fridays.
Fridays in October.
I guess there are 5 weekends because Halloween is Sunday, October 31st. So
we'll just take breaks.
All right, well, we're only going to have the 8th and the 22nd. Those are going to be our only two shows.
Sounds good.
I mean, unless you want to
Nope.
record a three-way with Vera, something we can put that out on the feed.
Oh, we could do that and put it out, but I'm...
Yeah, I'm not worried about the live show. I'm saying that, you know, that'll be... So we won't have podcast in October. We'll only have two podcasts.
Three paydays.
I don't know. We get paid every 2 weeks, so I don't know if that falls on our thing or not. Let's see.
Actually, I don't know. I don't either.
We got paid last Friday, so that means we'll get paid next Friday. Yeah, so no, it won't affect us. 24th, and then... So we would get paid on the 8th and the 22nd, and then go into the 5th.
When I got to the point in my life where I didn't even, this felt like such an accomplishment because for the longest time I lived paycheck to paycheck. And as I would get closer to payday, I was like, oh God, thank goodness. You know, I'm going to have money in the bank account.
Yeah.
Again, or whatever. We can go buy groceries. And, when I got to the point where I would even forget when my payday was, that felt like such an accomplishment to me. Like, yes, no longer living paycheck to paycheck.
Really?
But I actually do remember when they are because I pay my credit card. What?
I thought, you know what
I'm supposed to be?
It's table flip. If you do /table flip, it, I don't know. I was looking for? I was looking for a poll. You know how like in Teams, you can just do /poll and then create a poll.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe we had that in Discord. Add, yeah, we don't have
oh,
that.
Oh, no, that's Slack.
I've got three more flavors down here and I wanted to know, I was just going to throw up a little poll to figure out what flavor I'm supposed to drink next. So... Chat room, I have watermelon, kiwi, pineapple, and mango.
So I'm going to
let me describe this truly passion fruit to you.
Before you do that,
yeah.
I'm gonna make myself popcorn. And so I'm gonna go get the apparatus for, I'm not doing it on camera. I'm mm-hmm. not like bringing mm-hmm. the popcorn maker. Mm-hmm. But I wanna try this flavoring that I bought. Mm-hmm. So,
you know what I use? I use a really rare topping on my popcorn. It's called salted butter that I melt
butter
and pour it on there. No, go get your popcorn then.
Anyway, I'm going to do that.
Popcorn. So, I'll talk to the chat room about our sponsor tonight. Truly, had this, I drank the Truly passion fruit. So it's weird because you know how, like, what did I have last time? One of these hard seltzers. I don't even know the brand. It was something that somebody had left here after a dinner party. But it was really sweet. Like, it was really, like, it would be one of the things that I do at, like, D&D is I'll take strawberry watermelon, squeeze bottle, that water flavoring stuff, and I'll make a juice, you know, glass of strawberry watermelon, then add vodka to it, right? But it tastes like juice. That's how these other ones taste. This Truly doesn't really taste like that. There's like a hint of passion fruit. It's almost like you're just drinking, you know, seltzer water with like just a hint of passion fruit in it. I thought I would hate this, but I don't. 100 calories, 1 gram of sugar, 2 grams of carbs, gluten-free. It's Truly hard seltzer, and I am drinking from their tropical pack. So that's the tropical flavor pack. They had a citrus one. RT Cruiser, apparently not a fan of the mango, says just tip the mango straight down the sink. So you know that we have a mango tree in our backyard, RT Cruiser. We make mango jam every year. I mean, it's no Vegemite, but... You know, we like it. It's not gross. I mean, I don't put gelatin in it. That's something that Adam does that I didn't do. I love how he bought all the Bartesian and the popcorn maker and the refrigerator, all that stuff. And then he bought like this $800 cabinet to put them all in, which is there. I can see that. But none of the machines are there. Because of the housewarming party, he put all the machines other places in the house. So the $800 cabinet thing, I can see. But it has none of the equipment in it. Otherwise, he could just make popcorn there. I make popcorn very rarely. I'm not a huge popcorn fan. But when I do, does that sound like, that's like that Dos Equis guy? I don't often eat popcorn, but when I do, it's Orville Redenbacher's microwave kettle corn. Something about the microwave kettle corn. I like it. It's really good. I'm not a fan of the fake butter ones, though. The fake butter. It's kind of gross. Truly passion fruit. Who makes Truly? Because this is competing with what? White Claw and Budweiser Seltzer and some other company, some other group. Like they're a singing group or something. I wish Adam liked guests more on the show, because there's a musician that I would really love to get on the show and talk to him. I don't want this.
You know what?
I want this. Sorry, I'm trying to bring up a piece of audio here. Aldi does a double butter microwave popcorn. Oh. I have an Aldi. We shop at Aldi. I will do that. I will look for them. What is this one?
Would y'all report your unvaccinated coworkers for $200,000?
I would report my coworkers for a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos. And not even a party size bag. Like, not even a full size bag. But a tiny single serving bag that I could fit in my hand. I would report them for that. I would report my coworkers for a 99-cent gift card to the dollar store. I would report my coworkers for a sign that said live, laugh, love, even though I have no intention of hanging that in my apartment and it would go straight to Goodwill. I would report my coworkers for the coupons you find on the back of a long CVS receipt. I would report my coworkers for the unlicked lid of someone's caramel macchiato. A half-popped sheet of bubble wrap. Just give that to me and I will give you all the names you want. One time at Costco sample time, they were sampling these weird salmon burgers and I had to wait in line for one, but I wanted to try it. And when I did, it was fine. But if you gave that to me again, I would give you any name you wanted. I would report my coworkers for a VHS copy of Schindler's List, half of which was taped over with 9/11 footage. And I don't even have a VCR.
Sorry, Adam, I was playing a TikTok to the chat room.
It's all right. My popcorn is popping.
Downstairs?
No, on my popcorn machine right behind the...
I thought that, then why did it take you so long if it was right behind you?
Well, you know, it's
what kind of popper is it? Is it a machine? Do you put oil in it? Do you put,
you put oil in
coconut
it.
Oil in it or?
Well, I bought Orville Redenbacher popcorn oil. I don't know.
It's probably.
It's whatever.
Well, any of those popcorn oils you had, it wants to, you want it to have a high smoke point.
Well, so I got a, and I may burn it up because I'm not sure it's meant to do this. But Mike from Austin, who I didn't realize who it was until he then messaged me on Instagram or Facebook or somewhere and said, I'm Mike from, and it's Mike Yeager or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know who that is, but
I don't.
He has been a listener of various things I've been in.
Okay.
But I didn't know. He called into Geeky Gay and he said, oh, you need to try Flavacol. Because I was looking for popcorn flavorings.
Yes.
But then when I was looking for Flavacol on Amazon, I found a sweet version.
Yeah.
So I haven't tried the Flavacol yet, but I wanted to try the sweet version.
So that's what you're going to try.
I'm not sure. Yeah. So you pour the oil, you pour the popcorn, and then you pour this powder on top of it. It's sugar pretty much.
Right.
And then, but I don't know if you're supposed to do it in the kind of popcorn maker that I've got. So I could just burn the whole thing up. And to answer Auntie Scott's question, No, it's not. He asked, is it difficult to clean? No, it's not. It's got
now, is it that suspended tub that has the little arm that goes around in it, and then the lid kind of just is hinged. So as it pops, it like comes out of the top and just like you'd see in a movie theater. Okay.
It's a much smaller version of that. It's
right,
not
right.
The
but
size.
But the little tub thing comes out, right? That would be the one thing you'd have to clean, right? Would just be the
you might
the
hear
little
it.
Tub.
It's popping right now.
Hi. Wait, let me hear. Yeah, we can hear it. Wait. Yeah, this is exciting.
You hear it?
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, you know. RT Cruiser has a hot air popper, and it's great.
Yeah, I mean, I've just been wiping it out with a paper towel because it. The thing is, the power cord is attached directly to that little.
Yeah,
it's like a hot plate.
Yeah,
that's suspended.
Tub, yeah.
So you could. I'm sure you could take it out and then wash it, but that's kind of a pain. So I've just been kind of wiping it out with a paper towel.
Oh, yeah, now it's going. It's going. I don't see black smoke pouring up over the divider there, so it's probably not burning up.
You have to be able to count like 3 seconds between.
Oh, I think that's microwave.
That what it is?
No, that's just microwave. Like, won't this just push it all out?
You need to stop it at some point. It'll because some gets stuck in there and it'll burn. Okay, I'm going to go.
Oh. A corn rag. Okay. I think we're good. You know what? I haven't looked at the movies to get a sound file from here. What do we have? Oh, we have Top Gun, Gridiron Gang, and Continental Divide. Those are our... I feel like we did Top Gun before. Maybe it was last year I was going to do that. But that's probably the easiest one. So I'll just go ahead and pull that theme song there. Do, 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 do. Let's do this. We haven't done this yet. Music. It's music.
It's good.
It's music.
I probably didn't put quite enough.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Can you not add it after the fact? It has to be added.
No, because it melts.
Oh.
It's like a powder.
Oh, okay. And that's how you solve the salty problem or the
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to try the other one next time.
Okay. Are you ready? Are we good?
Yeah, but I need to get a drink, but it's just right there. I just forgot to get
it.
Oh, yes, I'm
ready. What are you going to make on the Bartesian
tonight? No, I'm just going to have Diet Mountain Dew.
Your Bartesian will make Diet Mountain Dew?
No, I've got a Diet Mountain Dew in the fridge.
That's amazing. I guess I can't see his cabinet. I guess I'm looking at something else in the camera. Do, 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 do.
It's fine for you to come up, but we are starting to record now.
What? Oh, don't chase Mittens away. Why would you kick Mittens out of the studio? Why would you kick Mittens out of the studio?
He doesn't come up when we're recording.
Well, I mean, the only person that could see it is me.
No, I'm just because, you know, we're recording.
All right, we ready?
Yep. I'm recording now.
Oh, I don't have a flavor. I'll ask you on the show. All right, here we go.